It had been some weeks since our last lesson. Midterm exams and papers had come and gone, and the autumn leaves had already turned. Soon the snow would begin to fall on our grand campus. My students' commitments had intensified in recent weeks. To my disappointment, none of those obligations were owed to me. She began to neglect her studies. So our time together was merely recreational to her in every respect. Her neglect had frustrated me in more ways than one. So I decided it was time for another session. Thankfully, a long weekend provided the time and privacy we needed. Still in her classroom attire, she appeared in my office that afternoon after everybody had left for the day. I had given her some new clothes for her time spent on campus. They were not a perfect fit, but marginally better than what I found her in all those weeks ago. It's raining quite a lot tonight, isn't it? Just finishing up some grading. I'll be with you in a moment. Why don't you sit in front of the fireplace until I'm done? There, I think that's enough for the night. Apologies, I didn't mean to ask you here only to have you watch me grade papers. You have my full attention now. No, I'm afraid it is too cold to go to the greenhouse tonight. My office will have to do. But I would like to discuss something with you first before we get going, so to speak. I've noticed that your work, your schoolwork I mean, is suffering. You are devoting less time to your studies, skipping more classes. Moreover, when you are in class, I've even watched you daydream. Your eyes staring off into space, clearly thinking about anything but my lecture. If being in my class is so important to you, so important that you come here every day in disguise, then why let yourself become so distracted like this? Tell me, why should I go out of my way to indulge a student who doesn't care? Why should I put my career at risk for a silly little girl who bit off more than she could chew? You haven't the time? Perhaps I haven't the time to spend scolding you. Did you ever consider that? I know you have a life outside this campus. I know that my class is not your first priority. But you still must actually put in the work like any other student. I have given you every opportunity available to me. Can you show me that you still deserve to be here? That you still want to be here? All right, why don't we review some of our lessons, shall we? This plant on my desk. Tell me what the genus is. Good. Polypodium, otherwise known as. Correct. It's commonly known as a fern. And what does polypodium mean? Good girl. Many feet in Greek. The root stalks are said to resemble feet. And do you know why I am so fond of ferns? I will tell you. They are multipurpose. They can be eaten. They can be ornamental. And some can even treat illness. But do you know my favorite use for them? Admittedly, not commonly used this way among my colleagues. They are deliciously tactile. And I want to make a demonstration on my favorite use to you. For that, I want you to take off your clothes. Yes, be an obedient little girl now and do as you're told. Good girl. Now, sit in my lap. Good, facing me. And close your eyes. Good girl. I want you to pay attention to every sensation. I could take the fronds, run them up and down your arms, just barely grazing your soft skin, watching those little hairs stand to attention like this.
Stay still.
I did not say you could move. This is still a lesson for you. Pay attention and you will be rewarded in the end. Shall we continue? Good girl. Very well. Up to your shoulders. If I really wanted to be cruel, I would make you lift up your arms and tease those sensitive spots underneath. But I will be kind. For now, give me your hands. Let me see your palms. The pads of your fingertips are particularly sensitive. Can you feel the lightest little scratches of the fronds, blessing your skin with the slightest caress? And I could just move down and down to your chest. Swirling around those precious little nipples, watching them pucker and stand up for me. Don't cover them up with your hands. Do I need to restrain you again? Good girl. Let us continue then. And further down to your belly. You're ticklish there, aren't you? You can't hide that shy smile from me. I'll have to keep that in mind. And gliding over your thigh, down your calf, all the way to those little toes. Don't worry, I won't torture your poor feet for much longer. Shall we keep going? Eagerly, she nodded her head, giving me an affirmative yes. For me, denying her wants and needs became increasingly more difficult. I doubted that I could ever accomplish what I had done in our very first lesson together, especially as her pleading eyes bore into me the way they often did. I obliged her and continued the pattern on the opposite side of her body, up the curve of her calf, to her thighs and torso, to her breasts, and finally caressing her neck and face. I glided the fronts over her eyelids and down to her lips, teasing and tickling them until she squeaked and whimpered in pleasure. Getting a little overexcited, aren't we? Don't forget the lesson, though. I want you to continue taking in my words, despite the pleasure that you're feeling. You have many sensations that should be explored in time. These organisms don't have the same sensory capabilities as us. They respond to light, chemicals, wind, but some can respond to touch. Last week, a colleague wrote to me of a plant that responds to the touch of an insect. Its leaves look like an open coin purse. When the insect lands on the internal structures, which are bright and colorful enough to attract its attention, the purse snaps shut, consuming the poor soul. It reminds me a bit of you, actually. So very offended by my analogy? Did your governess never teach you poetry? Can't you see the similarity? Beautiful, but shielded with an internal vibrancy that is unmatched, and not nearly as innocent as you appear. Is that a better description? More flattering for Her Highness. What? You're getting impatient with me? Patience is a virtue, my dear. I know I am delaying the inevitable, but there is a method to my madness. Because I can feel you dripping already. A few little caresses and some lecturing are enough to arouse you, it seems. I know your body much better than you think I do, sweetheart. The more I hold out and deny you, the needier you get. And then it feels oh, so much better in the end, doesn't it? And if I trace my finger down between your legs, I think I will find your coin purse to be more than ready for some attention if I run my fingers. Yes, right there along your slit. Oh, see, you're clenching too. Would you like my fingers inside you? I want you to beg me like the needy little girl you are. Beg me. Good girl. I'm sure you would. But perhaps you need a different lesson tonight. I'll just place you on top of my desk. There we go. Sitting there now on the desk. Spread your legs, good girl. Now, give me your hand, whichever one you write with. Take that hand and stroke between your thighs. Yes, gently. Find your folds and just graze them lightly, not too hard. Run your fingers through them. Just as I would. Yes, I know you know how to do this, and I know you would rather have my hands stroking you. But you will follow my instructions regardless. It will be worth it in the end. And you do like to be watched. Do you not? Or is that preference reserved for strangers and not your dear old professor? Well, whatever your predilections are, I would prefer to watch you pleasure yourself tonight. And you should be more than happy to oblige me. That's it, good girl. Feel that slickness between your folds. Feel it coat your fingers. Give them to me. Delicious. Would you like a taste? No, not on my lips, not tonight. Take those greedy fingers and gather up even more of your honey. Taste yourself on them. Oh, yes, good girl. Keep sucking on them. Make your fingers wet and sloppy for when they enter you. Yes, I want you to do it yourself this time. Continue on. Take them inside you. Start with two, if you would like. Good girl. I know. You're already warmed up, but start slowly for now. Ease yourself into it. In and out. In and out, in and out. Give your little cunt what it wants. Stroke your clit too, gently. Yes, just like that. Ah, yes, good girl. What's that? You want me to do the same? You're really not in any place to make demands tonight, young lady. My, what a memory you have. I did promise you last time that you would get to see my hardness.
How cunning you are when faced with something you want. If only you could apply the same energy to your studies. Sure. Oh, fine. You can see it only if it will motivate you to do as you are told. And no, you cannot touch me. Not tonight. Your hands will abide by my instructions. Is that clear? Good girl. Then let me just... There. Happy? Such a greedy smile. Yes, watching you pleasure yourself is very arousing indeed, as you can tell. I did not instruct you to stop, did I? Yes, I am getting hard. No surprise there. Watching you touch yourself at my instruction. How could I not? Oh, now, sink your fingers even deeper into your cunt. Curl them upwards. Oh, can you feel that? The extra sensation. No? Maybe your hands are too small then. If you ask nicely, then next time I will touch that place for you. My fingers will find it easily. You will squirm and come until you can't think straight. Can you do that for me? Ask me nicely. Good girl. Your begging is improving. Then you can count on that for next time. Keep up your studies and we can make it a regular practice. For now, don't stop thrusting your fingers in and out of that needy cunt. In and out. In and out. Yes, good girl. Feel those ripples and waves convulse around your fingers. Those sensations are even stronger now, aren't they? I think my poking and prodding worked to your benefit tonight. You look as if you could burst at the seams. In and out, in and out. You feel it. Feels so good. Good. Yes, needy little girl. Keep doing this. Yes, keep on. Don't hold back now. Don't. I want to see the moment. All those pent-up frustrations. Let them release in one giant wave. Good girl, look into my eyes, look into my eyes as you come. Take notice of who has given that to you. Yes, you obey me. Come on, good girl, come on. I know it's so close now, yes. Rub that clit. Yes, do that. Yes, just like that. It's almost risen to the surface now. In and out, in and out, in and out. Let it break through. Yes, yes, good girl. Be a really good girl for your professor now. And come like the little slut you are. Yes, yes. Yes, come for me. Yes,
Yes, yes, there, oh yes, oh, there you go, oh yes, good girl, good girl, you did so well. You are a consistently enthusiastic student. Well, at least about this subject in particular. Hopefully, you can apply that enthusiasm in your other studies. Darling, I am harsh with you because I care about you. I care about your success in my class. More than that, I care about your well-being. What does my class have to do with your well-being? You are a special young woman. If I can teach you something of value, even if that has no bearing on your life, then you might find some happiness, just in learning something, anything at all. That is what you wanted, wasn't it? To learn for the sake of learning, to prove to yourself that you could. You are not the sort who is satisfied with a shallow, insipid life, devoid of any thought or reason. And yet, it is the life that is expected of you. I told you from the beginning, neither of us have the power to change your outcome. But if I can give you something to take with you, then that is perhaps the best I can do. Does that make sense? Good. I'm glad. In truth, well, suffered it to say that I had not told her the complete truth. I did care about her well-being. I truly believed that I could give her some happiness, that I could give her some sense of fulfillment, of significance in her life. But that was not all of it. Selfishly, I wanted her to remain. I started to care for her in a way I did not expect. She responded well to obedience training, far better than I ever expected. And if I could give her another taste of that, then maybe she would feel more inclined to stay. Maybe my severity was precisely what she craved. With all these thoughts swirling in my head, she must have intuited my anxieties, because she soon gave me an acquisitive head tilt. I couldn't help but crack a smile at that, despite myself, but again, I donned my stern demeanor, the one she knew so well. Yes, well, you did well tonight. I just wish that your academic progress matched. Can you give me your word that you will devote more time to your studies? Thank you. I appreciate that. And I understand that our own personal lessons do take some time away from your schoolwork, but I suspect that you wouldn't have it any other way. Am I correct? I thought so. Speaking of next time, why don't we meet somewhere else, just for a change of scenery? Somewhere not on campus. Oh, your eyes lit up at that. So eager
to find a little extra privacy? Well, I was thinking that you could come to my home. It's a short walk away, and you can be sure that no one will bother us there. Maybe it's not as luxurious as what you're used to, but it has many more comforts than our usual locales. How does that sound to you? Good girl. And don't forget to keep up with your studies. You come too far for us to require a repeat performance of today's lesson. I expect to see you in class on Monday, bright and early. Until then, young lady.